Hello, XFM, and why could you be calling me this morning?
I think this might well be the Levi song, isn't it?
Is it? Can you remember the advert, though?
Yeah, it was a gorgeous guy who you probably liked, and he was sort of swimming naked, and there were two sort of virginal, puritanical girls hiding behind him.
Are you a fruit, sir? You described that in a very fruity way.
And there they were, and he pops out and they steal his jeans, don't they?
Pops out and spills down his jeans. I've not seen that one.
Ian Lee, what time of day is this?
Okay, it's too early to be rude.
It's too early to be rude. Will you behave yourself and shut your mouth?
Yes, boss, now.
Yes, shut your mouth. Okay, you have won yourself a pair of Levi jeans from the Engineering Clothing Range. And you're going into the draw on Friday for a chance to win a trip to Ibiza, where you will be staying in a 4-star hotel.
Fantastic.
And we'll give you £104 of spending money.
Give him 90 pence as well to make it up to the number that we broadcast on. Go on, you silly woman.
Oh, all right. You can, now you're meant to go, woo!
Yeah, it's too late. Don't give it to him. Give it to someone better.
X. It's really nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too.
Too bad you can't be here.
So, you're going to tell me those little words I like to hear on the phone?
What? 2p per minute.
With a BT Cellnet Pay Monthly Mobile, Weekend National...
And how to handle your dosh. Get sorted. Get Education 2000 in tomorrow's Evening Standard.
Our orders are for strict radio silence.
Okay.
Put your hands on...
I'm very sleepy after going to that, actually. I went to see Reef last night.
You've been telling me how brilliant they were. What was it like? Was it really, really good?
They were very good.
Yeah, you told me they were rubbish, Natasha.
No, I didn't.
I'll stop you there.
No,
you spent
I didn't.
The whole morning off air going, Reef were absolutely rubbish. I was there till really late.
I didn't say they were rubbish.
I was
moaning about that, but he's got a great singing voice.
And a hairy back.
The hairiest. And, like, I'm telling you.
Did you see his
pubis? I did, right, because they all wear their trousers really low.
Well, this is Reef.
Gary Stringer,
pop singer.
Had his trousers really low, and I was looking, I mean, as you would do.
How low? Were they around his ankles? Was he having a poo or something?
He wasn't having a poo, but I could see the top of his... Yeah.
His crab ladder.
Yeah.
Did you see his crab ladder? Ooh, dirty Gary Stringer.
That's what I saw. So, and I'm a bit tired and a bit mad today because I've got a bit mental. I had 4 hours sleep.
You can't... Oh, listen, well, this will cheer you up. Look at that, Nicola from Big Brother. Not only have you thrown out the Big Brother house, thrown out of her own house. There's the bitter irony for getting it on in a sexy three-way romp filmed on
camera. Now, what about this new girl that's come in?
Oh, the fat girl.
She's not fat. She's just got a big bottom.
She's got a big bottom, big belly and big chest, so she's quite fat. But no, her and Craig have... I've heard that Craig has been... So... I don't know if that's true. That's what someone told me earlier on, that he's been...
Fingers
dirty. Crossed, we'll be seeing that later on. Keep your eyes on the internet. Give us a call, 08700-800-1234. Is Craig...
One of these days I'll chase you down.
Hello, XFM.
Yeah, hi. I've got two complaints.
What?
First of all, what kind of crazy phone system do you have there? Because after I get a ringing tone for about 50 seconds or a minute, and then it changes suddenly into an engaged tone.
Yeah, were you ringing for the competition?
No, but
you've got through. You've got through now. You've got through now. What do you want?
Hello, it changes.
You've got through now. What do you want? Hello?
No, that was boring. Hello, XFM. Oh, they've
given away tickets for the Foo Fighters.
No, well, actually, I do have a spare pair of tickets, but you're going to have to do something for me. Convince me now. I have a spare pair of tickets because Ian's not going now.
Yeah, well, you say you've got a spare pair of tickets, Natasha. They're my tickets. I'm prepared to sell them to you for a fiver, mate.
Yeah, but I have them in my bag.
Oh, that's true. Fair enough.
I don't care. I'll take whatever.
I bet you will. What, to get these tickets? Attaboy, come on.
You're going to have to do better than that. So, what will you do?
What do you want me to do?
Well, what do you fancy?
Hang on, Natasha. I'll just cut him off.
Okay.
No, he didn't get them.
Hello, XFM.
And my second complaint...
You're determined to complain about the show, aren't you? Bless him.
Honestly, it's about... Why did you have to choose that awful, awful Stiltskin crap, you know? I mean, come on. Yeah. There are better tracks.
Yeah, he's ever so boring.
He's not happy, is he?
No. Let's go to the news.
104.9, this is XFM, London.
X News at 8, new figures on who's sleeping rough out this morning. The official total is just over 1,100 people sleep out in England.
Hello, XFM.
Hi there. I'd like to do something for you for the tickets.
Ah, OK, so Ian Lee's decided that he's not going to go to see the Foo Fighters, so I have two spare tickets now in my bag. What would you do?
I'd start with your toes and finish with breakfast.
Oh, I see where you're coming from, but, you know, I get that regularly anyway. Hello, XFM.
Hello, Natasha.
Hello.
Have you got tickets for Foo Fighters?
Yes, I do.
They're my tickets for the Foo Fighters.
I got them for you in
I can't go because I'm working Thursday. You're working. I'm doing a free paper round for the local newspaper. But, yeah, I'm going to sell them.
No, I got them. They're in my bag.
I've got a good offer for you.
Go on.
I've been Natasha's slave.
I really don't want...
There are 25 men in just leather boxer shorts kneeling and crawling around the floor here. It's like a sex harem already. She doesn't want any more of that, I'm afraid.
I really don't need any more.
Hang on, I didn't say sex. I said, a slave, like cooking, cleaning.
Oh, yeah. That'd be wicked, wouldn't it?
That's what Ian does for me.
Yeah, it's my job.
Yeah. Get back on your knees, boy.
Sorry, boss.
Ten past eight. It's the XFM breakfast session. That was Soul Wax, Too Many DJs, and I love that band. And now, I do have in my possession a pair of Ian Lee's...
They're my tickets for
the Foo
Fighters.
They're your tickets for the Foo Fighters, but I got them for you.
Yes, and so you get... I like your shirt.
I'm modern, aren't I?
Yeah, it's very fancy. You can't have my tickets to the Foo Fighters, though, so don't even start giving them away to mad punters that phone up this nonsense that's called a radio show.
Oh, well, OK, I shan't. Hello, XFM.
Hi, Natasha. I've got my sad Foo Fighters story.
Tell me.
A couple of years ago, before they played at Reading, on XFM, I heard an announcement of playing like a small gig, like 300 people or so. Got really excited, rang up, got two tickets, came in and got them. Went home, it was a Friday night, and I sort of fart-assed around and cooked dinner and cooked my boyfriend dinner and had a shower and we...
You're giving us quite a lot of detail here, which is a bit dull. Get to the good bit, come on.
All right, so then we got down to, it was just down near Portobello Road.
Oh dear, somebody cut her off by mistake.
Hello, XFM.
Yeah, I will do nothing for the ticket.
Right, okay, well, you can bugger off. Hello, XFM.
Hello, Natasha.
Hello.
I can cook for you.
No.
Get him back. He sounded fantastic.
No, I can't deal with that.
He did not sound like a dangerous, dirty pervert that might murder you at the nearest opportunity,
no,
did he?
He wanted to cook for me, and that, no, in an accent. Hello, XFM.
Good morning, XFM. This is Danny about the Foo Fighters tickets.
Danny boy! Danny's on the radio. Come on, Danny.
Danny boy, the price.
Hello, Danny.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Who's that, Natasha or the other geezer?
It's the lanky twat and Natasha. Go on.
All right, Natasha, go. Good.
And a pig snorting, apparently. You wait till she starts belching. Jeez. Hey, what do you want?
For the Foo Fighters tickets, fair exchange. You can come and see the British punk rock legends Vicious Rumours in Bilbao, Spain. You're on the guest list.
I'll consider it. Hello, XFM.
That's what you want to do, is go and see the Vicious Rumours, Natasha.
Hello, XFM.
Hello, Natasha.
Yeah?
Are you still giving away the Foo Fighters tickets?
Well, it depends on what you're going to do, because everyone's coming up with really lame things at the moment. But yeah, I do have a pair.
Okay, well...
I'm not giving them to you, though. XFM breakfast session, David Duvon.
And his spirit wife, don't forget her.
You do call him David Devon.
David Devon. And his spirit wife.
That's Space Daddy. I really like that. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's wicked.
We like that a lot.
X. On August the 21st, Newphonic Records released Good Times with Joey and Norman Jay, an album marking 20 years of the legendary sound system as featured yearly at the Notting Hill Carnival.
Live.
travel. The M1 is becoming... Oh, my God. Ian.
What's happened? Come on, let's hear the travel.
I can't because you're
making
it
Palmer's
going
Green?
Wrong. I've lost my flow now.
Come on.
How did you do that?
I'm not being an example. There are other radio stations with much better breakfast DJs than you that wouldn't make this mess, Natasha.
I'm looking at my screen. I was about to read the travel and
let's
you made
hear
it. I can't because you made it move. The M1 is becoming busy southbound between... Look at you go. I'm not going to bother. XFM.
Shut up, bitch.
Breakfast session is 25 minutes past 8. Has massive attack, unfinished sympathy. So all this week I've got tickets to see Doves play a live session exclusively for XFM at Dingwalls. Can I do that?
Yeah, please. That's better.
At Dingwalls on Tuesday the 29th of August. You make me feel sick.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't touch it then.
That was my cheek.
Oh, sorry.
That was my cheek.
Yeah.
When you hear Cedar Room by Doves, give me a call and you could get on the guest list to see Doves play live at Dingwalls. 08700 800 1234. I could do it with... Look, I could do double.
She's doing it with both hands. Go on.
Get around, brothers and sisters. Give it to me.
That's better.
You quite finished now?
Yeah, go on.
So has anything grabbed your fancy in the papers today, then?
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to do that. I've lost it now. There's been snowing in Hull. So you've got all these hippies saying global warming's a bad thing. Oh, global warming. Oh, no, it's bad, man. You've got the trees in the forest. But this is proof that it's a good thing, surely. If there's snow in Hull in August, this is a great time and great days we're living in the 21st century. Right on. Keep using those air soles. Can't breathe.
Was that the whole thing, just so you could say aerosols?
No, you're just making it sound like arseholes, and it doesn't. You're just trying to stretch the point. You're trying to stretch the arseholes a little bit too far.
XFM Breakfast Session, Manic Street Preachers, that's Kevin Carter. So you're listening out for the Cedar Room by Doves, and when you do hear it, give me a call and you could get yourself on the guest list to see Doves play live at Dingwalls. 08700 800 1234. Right now, here's Chris with the headlines.
104.9, this is XFM. London.
Latest headlines, 8:32. New figures on who's sleeping rough are out this morning.
Hello, XFM.
Hi, XFM. On the Nick Kamen thing, yeah? He done another advert where he got in a bath wearing a pair of jeans.
Yeah, and?
Stretching. Well, I went
to
private. And I was scared I'd get rheumatism from it.
Right.
So I'd get in a bath wearing a pair of jeans, a cold bath wearing a pair of jeans for you, and see if it
You are an absolute twat.
Hello, XFM.
Tickets for the Doves.
Yeah. But does this sound remotely to you like Cedar Room, or does this sound funnily, strangely enough, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, sorry.
Is it National Twat Day or something? We just got a load of idiots listening to XFM this morning. Jesus. Beautiful indie record.
That was your cue to call, as if you hadn't guessed. The phone lines have gone berserk. That was Cedar Room by Doves. And we do have tickets to see Doves play a live session exclusively for XFM at Dingwalls on Tuesday. Can you mind my toast, please, Ian? Tuesday.
Well, oh, look, that's connected by that. Look.
Woo. Don't. Oh, look, no, you know, there's going to be butter
basically,
all over
Natasha's
this.
Basically, Natasha's toast is resting on the wire, so she's put it on top of it again. No. So I can do it again, you
right,
silly
I'm
sod.
I'm going to move it.
Just, yeah.
Right, can I have the list of people who have won tickets?
Right, we're having breakfast at the moment, sorry. We're
we are having
a bit,
breakfast.
A bit messy.
Greg Ralph has won. Annie Langrick, Tudor Blunder. Oh, I can't bother to read it.
If you're going to read out someone's name who's won tickets to the Doves, give it a bit of enthusiasm. Make them feel special.
There's too many
of them. Make them feel special at 10 to 9.
You're lucky people. It's going to be a great gig. Doves are great live. Woo!
Yeah! There's a posse! It's a posse!
X. Hey, you. Guess what? You're listening.
The music alternative.
You've made it messy in here now, Ian.
Yeah, I know. I'll put my trousers back on. If you had to cop off with one of Reef, who would it be? Because I know you're a big fan of theirs.
The bloke with that was wearing... I don't know what their names are apart from Gary.
It's Gary Stringer,
pop singer. I wouldn't have him. He's got hairy back.
Yeah, and a crab ladder, you said.
Yeah, I could see that. Ooh. It was disgusting.
Listen, let's not make light of the situation. It's terrible what's happening in Ireland. But if you get the Daily Mail and look at page 7... She looks quite sexy, don't you think? The lady from the UFF looking quite horny there.
It's a woman with a short skirt on a balaclava and a gun.
I can't condone her actions. I think they're wrong, but she's looking mighty fine to me. I'd give her one.
Ian Lee, you are such a dodgy kipper. That's not right.
Ah, give that a rub.
Remix of Cowgirl. Only two more days to the Foo Fighters gig. Of course you're not going, are you?
I'm not going. I've got these tickets. I don't know what to do with them.
What do you want to do with them?
I'll give them away to someone if they give us a call. 0870 800 1234.
First person to go through.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the phones to ring. No one wants to go see.
No one wants
no,
to free...
they do. The whole
Let's get them.
It's okay. Hello, XFM.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm after getting those Foo Fighter tickets, so I thought I'd tell you about when I saw a UFO.
No, you've just got to be nice to Ian.
be nice to me and you can have them.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. You've got a pair of Foo Fighter tickets with your name written all over them.
Oh, superb.
104.9. This is XFM. London.
X News, just coming up to 9 o'clock. New figures on who's sleeping rough are out this morning. The official total is just over 11.
I can't believe you don't know what condiments are. Natasha doesn't know what condiments are.
Next event breakfast session. Finley Quay's new single, Spiritualize, ahead of that. You heard Badly Drawn Boy with Disillusion. It's just coming up to 9:10. And why are you reading such a dodgy magazine?
I've basically free of the mirror today. It's fantastic. It's this magazine. It's like Innovations, but not quite got the skill and imagination of Innovations. Look at this. There's a vacuum cover for your Hoover, okay? It's a French made. It sits actually on top of the Hoover. That's like having a scary 3-foot woman in your house, just hovering there, not moving at all.
I like it. I was very impressed with the backless bra.
Backless answer for that special dress.
Because I was a bridesmaid a couple of weeks ago, and I had to wear this backless dress, and I was looking all over for a backless bra, and I ended up with this thing that was like a parachute. It was like over-the-shoulder boulder holder
kind
of
thing.
It wasn't attractive.
And it's terrible when you've got your knockers. Like we've all got knockers, and you want to support them, and you can't do it because of you're wearing a backless. But that just what you want is just a bloke standing behind you, the Janet Jackson style. He just
I would have liked that a lot, but this is great because it's just like two kind of cups that you stick on your tits and it holds them up.
Suction cups stuck on your tits.
And I'm liking that.
And the best thing, of course, and there's a woman making it, is the cat blanket. It's a blanket with a million cats on one blanket is too many for anybody, I think. Even the mad old lady who drinks her own wee around down the road.
Are you happy with that?
Slimming swimsuit. Anyone want a slimming swimsuit? Makes you slim while you swim, you stupid idiots.
You'd look lovely. They should bring back those ones that men used to wear.
The Victorian style, stripy ones. I've got one. I'm wearing it now. Let me take this off and I'll show you.
Rattle.
There you go. Apparently, there's two fellas, I'll tell you about it later.
XFM Breakfast Session, Oasis, Champagne Supernova. You're flicking through another nudie magazine now.
When we're in bed, I feel as if I'm making love to a work of art, Natasha. No, it's what it says in here, in this Mirror magazine. All these fat, horrible, naked couples, apart from Zoe, of course. Zoe's fine. The rest of these fat, horrible, naked couples with tats and hair and whatever, ooh, talking about how they get it on. I'm not interested in ugly people having sex. That's why I never do. Anyway, coming up later on, XFM, Robbie Williams comes in for a live chat. I don't know, it's your show.
Well, I can't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, shut up then.
Yeah, better.
Oh, can you do the travel?
Then read the free Education 2000 guide. It's full of course options, first term tips, and how to handle your dosh. Get sorted. Get Education 2000 in tomorrow's Evening Standard.
Here's the travel. Ian Lee, will you stop
I've not done
it?
Anything. I'm just trying to get this thing to work, and apparently your travel is getting a bit messed
I'm
up.
I'm trying to do the travel. He's got the same computer as me on another screen. Just
yeah, I've got
it.
On my spectrum, you see, I press the button that's gone.
Why doesn't it do it when... And you're making the screen just go up and down and up
and down. Up and down all night long, ladies. You're listening to it. Come on. Hey, you listening?
Broken down vehicle has a lane blocked northbound on Warwick. Just... Oh!
Listen, I'm not being funny, Natasha. A lot of people in London rely on you to sort out the travel on
There's
the road.
Temporary traffic you're not. On you're not. I can't.
You've got
it.
Responsibility, and you're not doing
looking,
it properly.
Can you just shut up?
Sorry.
The M1 is looking a little busy as usual. Da-da-da-da, public transport, the Jubilee Line trains are not. Oh, just go away.
XFM. Hey, who told you could do that?
Bitch, you can do it like this.
Don't call me a bitch.
I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to females. And no, I was
Ronnie
just singing.
Size and represent Who Told You from the XFM breakfast session. It's 25 past nine.
Who told you you could do it like this?
Let's go to the phones.
All right, put Tash on.
That's me.
All right, Tash.
Hello.
Sparky Dave.
Hello, Sparky Dave.
You all right?
Yes, darling. How are you?
Not too bad.
What can I do for you?
Well, I want to come and sit in the studio one morning.
Why?
Well, because it sounds like a good laugh. That's why.
I'll be honest with you. Hello, this is Ian. It's not. She's a miserable cow. She sounds all bubbly and happy on the radio, but in real life, I've never seen such a miserable, rude woman. Really cold, really nasty.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. Basically, Natasha's been sitting here all morning drinking gin, smoking and swearing at people just for the sake of it. I don't know, it's upsetting.
I do that as well.
Oh, well, in that case, you'd love it. Come in and join her. You'd have a great
time. Come and enjoy me.
To me in the end, I became addicted and I spent 6 years in the clinic, and that's just what happened, really. It's quite sad.
XFM breakfast session, Undertones, Teenage Kicks, ahead of that, Manson with the new single, I Can Only Disappoint You.
that doesn't disappoint me, I tell you, Natasha, that gets my morning going.
You said you can't burp, but at least...
I can't belch, but I can guff. I can cut the cheese at the drop of a hat, sir. If anyone, let's have a guffing competition. I can pass air through poo with the best of them, come on. The Notting Hill Carnival's been cancelled this year, everyone. So if you're thinking of going this weekend, I wouldn't bother. Stay in, watch the telly. The Notting Hill Carnival has been cancelled. So I came over all funny. I had to apologise to him in the end. I'd never met anyone called all funny before. It was weird.
You got to go to church and understand. XFM breakfast session has Recoil with Jezebel. Dermot O'Leary's coming up at 10, and in a moment got some new music from Utah Saints and Elbow, but right now...
Calm down. You said rice instead of right. It's crazy. The X of M breakfast show, they say rice instead of right.
I don't want to play with you.
Did you hear
Natasha
the other day? She said rice instead of right. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not laughing anymore, Ian.
Okay, I'll stop.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, X of M.
Natasha.
Yes.
Hi, it's Johnny Mills.
Hello, Johnny Mills.
Good morning. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you doing Doves tickets? Because I've only just got into the...
Would you like to go and see Doves?
Yeah, I'd love to.
We did it a bit earlier. We were doing...
I've got a really good confession, though.
You don't need to confess anything.
Yeah.
I'll just give you tickets.
Yeah, okay, here's the confession, right?
No, you don't need to give us a confession.
You're going to give me tickets?
Yes.
You're an angel.
I know.
Natasha, you're too nice. Johnny Miller's just phoned up and he's got a confession which sounds like it's going to be brilliant, actually. Sounds like it's going to be bloody brilliant.
Oh,
he's giving tickets away.
It's the end of the show.
I'm sorry, Johnny, to be honest. I would demand you work for this, but she's actually going to give you the tickets for free.
Yeah, you're going to have tickets, Johnny. No problem.
What do you need to know from me then?
Come here,
the size of your winky.
Tiny.
Yeah, well, you've won then.
I'll be the corpse in your bathtub. Useless.